Hey, here's something you should know. Some experts estimate that up to 77% of the population has some level of speaking anxiety. I actually thought it was higher than that. Strong communication is a critical skill for success, which is why I'd like to recommend a podcast I know you're going to love called Think Fast, Talk Smart, produced by the folks at Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the number one career podcast in over 95 countries, and here's why. Each week, Stanford lecturer Matt Abrahams, who, by the way, has been on this podcast a couple of times, Matt sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you improve all kinds of skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, keeping your nerves in check while speaking in front of crowds. I mean, there's a reason this show has over 42 million downloads and counting. You'll hear from people like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, speechwriter and best-selling author Daniel Pink on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness that nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more is available on Think Fast, Talk Smart. So, what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube, and you can tell them I sent you. Let Dell Technologies help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 11 Pro so you can do more and we can all go forward together. Do you break out in a cold sweat when the battery symbol on your cell phone turns red in the middle of texting? If so, you may have nomophobia. It's the fear of being without your mobile phone. And if you have it, tech founder Hugo Tillemuth could be your new hero. Having studied for a degree in renewable energy engineering at Exeter University, Hugo Tillemuth was at a cricket match awaiting a call for a last-round interview with a tech company when he realized his phone was running very low on power. He had to quickly leave the match to buy a power bank to charge his phone, and then he rode home on a mobile rented bike. That's when a light bulb went off in his head. Why not combine the flexibility of the sharing economy with the universal need to charge your phone on the go? In 2017, at age 23, Hugo, along with Charlie Barron, Hakeem Bouguet, and Forrest Skirman Stevenson, founded Charged Up, the UK's first network of mobile power bank stations powered solely by green energy. Now, some ideas are deceptively simple. They might look easy to do, but there are a million things that can go wrong before you actually bring it to market and create tangible value for users. In the beginning, the founders had to do everything themselves. They bought a load of power banks from Alibaba, direct from China, with Charged Up written on them. And they went to a music festival to see if people would actually pay for a mobile phone charge. In just 2 days, they made $2,500 and considered the concept a success. Now, at that point, they were inspired to create the first iteration of the Charged Up station, which was essentially a vending machine for batteries. Now, that was a clever idea, but from the beginning, the company really wanted to focus on the environmental benefits of the sharing economy, which allows users to share items rather than buy them. So the power banks would have to be returned and recharged. Eventually, the new Charged Up charging station was created that both distributed and recharged the power banks. Now, rather than offer fixed charging points, the company would provide a network of charging stations that lets users rent a mobile charging bank from one station and return it to another station if needed. That way, mobile phone use remains mobile. They also partnered with renewable energy company Ecotricity for green energy. The company focused on the almost universal problem of mobile charging and combined that with an environmentally friendly sharing is caring philosophy. This created a service that provided customers 100% green energy charged power banks to charge their phones in public spaces and then return them to any charged-up station at their convenience for reuse. Charged-up power stations rapidly found their way into bars, restaurants, cafes, sports and performance venues, retail stores, and other public spaces by answering the question posed by hundreds, if not thousands, of patrons every day: do you have a place where I can charge my phone? They conveniently provided that service with no expense to the business and satisfied their customers' needs. Users easily found the nearest charged-up power station through the company's app, then scanned a QR code, removed a power bank to charge their phone, and returned it to any charged-up station when they were finished. And they were charged only for the time each power bank was in use. So I want to tell you about something really exciting, and that is that this podcast, Something You Should Know, will be part of this year's Dell Technologies Small Business Virtual Conference, kicking off on May the 10th. Small businesses are ready to thrive again and looking for resources to rise to the challenge. That's why Dell Technologies has assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters for the third year in a row to create a virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Whether you're still working remotely or you're back together again, let Dell Technologies help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 11 Pro. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on Audacy.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May the 10th. And be sure to tune in for Something You Should Know's custom episode on May 13th and May 18th. The Charged Up team spent a long time developing both hardware and software. Then, the business spent 2 years successfully scaling with a strong presence in over 3,000 UK locations. They even started to roll out the Charged Up product across Germany and the Netherlands. In the process, the company added employees to their teams so rapidly that they used many subscription software tools, such as Notion, for creating knowledge banks, so newer employees would have the same benefits from data as older employees. They also used Slack for team communication, so the company's culture and core values remained protected as the teams expanded. Business was booming. Everyone was happy. And then the unthinkable happened. Like many businesses, the coronavirus pandemic caught Charged Up by surprise. People were no longer going to sporting events and concerts. Restaurants, cafes, and bars were empty. No one was shopping or traveling. But rather than see a problem, Hugo and his team saw an opportunity. During that time, the UK and other countries made it mandatory for every public place to have hand sanitizer available. Because the business had built up so many strong relationships with venue owners, pub landlords, and building managers, the company pivoted its offering by creating automated hand sanitizer stations and launched a division called Cleaned Up. The business grew rapidly and provided tens of thousands of automated hand sanitizer stations to transportation hubs, airports, hotel chains, public venues, restaurants, and any other place in need. Because of surging demand, the business was able to successfully navigate through the pandemic. And as people began to emerge from lockdowns, quarantines, shelter-in-place orders, social distancing, and other forms of protective isolation, the need for mobile charging stations reemerged with a vengeance, and Charged Up was back in business. Caring about being a benefit to others and the planet has always been foremost in the minds of the founders of Charged Up. Because they wanted to create a green business from the beginning, they adopted a shared economy model. Instead of people buying the power banks, which is neither efficient nor good for the environment, power banks are shared, reused, and eventually recycled, which reduces lithium demand. Since they are powered by green energy and the company's revenue directly supports renewable energy sources, the entire product cycle is green from start to finish, which customers find as satisfying as their newly charged phone. Charged Up now has more than 300,000 users and 5,000 stations across Europe and is planning for international growth. They have also set up Charged Up Labs, the research and development arm of the company, to adapt as technology changes. And they now have some of the most intelligent, experienced investors on their team to support their efforts. In addition, they have developed a new electronic point-of-sale platform called Served Up, which gives businesses the tools to serve their customers fast, reduce staff costs, and drive additional revenue. All this came from an ambitious and creative 23-year-old spotting an unfulfilled need that's finding an elegant, environmentally beneficial solution that is coming to you soon. And that is something you should know. Let Dell Technologies help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 11 Pro so you can do more and we can all go forward together.